Thank you so much. I'm so happy that we live in the day and age of the cougar. Now, there is a science behind why women go crazy in their 30s and 40s with their sexuality. They found in studies that women in their 30s and 40s are significantly more sexual than their younger counterparts, younger women. Women ages 27 through 45 report not only having more sexual fantasies and more intense sexual fantasies than women ages 18 to 26, but also they have more sex.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more willing than younger women to have casual sex or one-night stands. So despite the girls gone wild image of promiscuous college chicks, it's women in their middle years who are America's most sexually uninhibited and free. So why does this happen? What is the science behind cougardom? You have any guesses?
I think it's always been around. I don't think this is a new sensation. I just think now we have a word for it.
I have a guess. Is it because they're nearing the end of their reproductive window?
Bingo. Mm-hmm. You just won $100.
Cool.
Awesome. From the Dallas County Jail prize closet. Yeah, becoming pregnant is a lot easier for girls and women in their teens and early 20s. So much easier that they don't need to spend as much time having sex. But once women start getting towards the end of their fertility, their lizard brain impulse to have more kids faces that reality that it's harder and harder to get pregnant. So they start responding by having more and more sex. That's the idea behind the biology of it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. But all these studies find that women in their early 30s feel more lustful and report less abstinence than women in other groups. Married women in their 30s and 40s tend to have more sex than married women in their early 20s. Now, Giorgio, you bring up the issue, and this is kind of what I want to focus on, is this a new phenomenon? I don't remember the talk of cougars being around when I was younger. It seems like that started in the last, 10 years? When the term cougar came into prominence, and we had all these women who were, hot and in their 30s and 40s that were on the prowl, oftentimes searching for younger men.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to define cougar here because there's a couple definitions that are used commonly. One convention is that it's the older woman dating a younger man. I think that's what cougar initially became, but I think it's kind of morphed into a more general term of just being a hot older woman who is sexual.
Right.
And that's the definition that I'm kind of using here. And man, so you mean to tell me, Giorgio, and this may be a perception thing, because as you get older, you will find older women attractive as you get older. You're young, when you're 20, you can't imagine a girl that's 30 or 32 being all that attractive.
Right.
She's old, right? She's some old F. But once you get to be 35, you say, I don't mind a 45-year-old woman. That's all right. You bring that on over here.
So are you telling us that when we are 80, we will find 80-year-old women? Okay.
I guess I hope so.
That's a topic for another day.
Yeah, right? A topic for another day. Okay. Don't short-circuit me.
All right, sorry.
He chases rabbits all the time. Don't show him one.
So, don't let some loose in front of me. So when we were younger, I don't remember there being so many hot late 30s, early 40s women, or just 30-something women. It seems like the 30-something woman takes care of herself a lot more these days.
Yes.
Perhaps it has something to do with divorce. There's more divorce these days, and a divorce always tends to precipitate a woman getting her act together. When she was married, she let herself get fat and ugly and wouldn't take care of herself. Then she gets divorced, and all of a sudden she gets back into fighting shape. So maybe that is why we're seeing more attractive
I think that's older a women. Lot of it. And I think another part of it is that in the last 10, 15, 20 years, women have become more and more into plastic surgery, and so they're getting Botox that makes them look younger, or new boobs, or liposuction or something. And so they can fit into those jeans and that sexy clothing that when we were kids, our friends' moms couldn't fit into. I mean, if they did, it was kind of on accident. They were naturally really hot. But you've got such advancement in plastic surgery and in working out. You know, when we were kids, did any of our moms have personal trainers or work out or hit a gym? No.
Mm-hmm. And we're in the middle of the youth-obsessed culture.
Yes.
Perhaps when we were, you know, our parents' generation, were they as obsessed with youth as today is, as today's people are with prolonged adolescence? You want to be an adolescent until you're 40 now. Mm-hmm. Where back then, didn't young people want to be older? Didn't women want to be established married women as opposed to being right. always a young, hot temptress?
You know, it is a new sensation. I was wrong. Because when you think about it in those terms, back when we were in high school, and even some of the younger moms, they didn't go out and listen to bands on Friday night.
No way.
None of the moms.
Your mom didn't do that? Your mom
no.
just didn't still go clubbing
no.
with her girlfriends,
no.
drinking Cosmos?
No. And maybe that's part of it's changed, too. There's more women in the workplace now, and this is just kind of how they roll, kind of like the guy who, you know, back 20, 30 years ago would head to the club with his buddies on a Friday or Saturday night and not go home to the family. But yeah, I think the girls' night out is a lot more prevalent now than it was 20 or 30 years ago.
By the way, we should mention this is Ladies' Day.
Yes.
So what do we want the ladies to comment on as we're looking for the lines to light up?
So I'm looking for cougar ladies. You hopefully, you know, let's... I may expand it just to late 20s, just where we can hear some hot girls.
Wannabe cougars?
Yeah, wannabe cougars. But we want to hear from cougars to express whether or not they've seen this surge in this biological surge in their sex drive in their 30s and whether their sex life is better now than it was back then.
I'd also like to hear from the potential cougar. Do women who are 30, do they look forward to being cougars? Is that something that women aspire to now?
Is it a pejorative term? I know some people, when the cougar name first started, I think it was pejorative.
Yeah.
And now, I don't think it is.
No, you've got...
Although pejorative indicates a word that has become negative, but this started off negative and became good.
Right. Whatever. It's reverse,
you know,
pejorative now.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that
negative.
Is because of Courtney Cox's show, Cougar Town. I think that's made it really cool to be a cougar, and I think women aspire to be cougars.
Because cougar is synonymous with... older but hot and sexualized.
Yeah. I almost think that women today, maybe this is what we could ask the women also, I think they would rather be a cougar than the young party-going girl, than the 20-year-old party-going girl. I think a lot of them would rather be the cougar because they've gone through all the aches and pains of young adulthood, and now maybe they're more settled, but also reaping the benefits of being able to dress like 20-year-olds and go to the club.
Now, we talked about the biological reason, and by the way, women, you can call 214-787-1310 if you have a thought on this. We talked about the biological reason for their sex drive spiking up and then basically acting like a cat in heat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the psychological reason for it is because they now realize the full power of female sexuality, and they see that there is an expiration date on the carton.
They're only going to be undefeated for so long.
Yes, and they are going on a last grand world tour. I mean, this is the big blowout years that they have. I mean, they are going to live it up.
How old is too old to be a cougar? Can you have a 60-year-old cougar?
Nah, I think 50.
Right.
50?
Up a 55?
No.
There are still women out there who are 55 that look like they're in their early 40s.
But their plumbing is 55,
life.
So can they really be a...
Hey, you can take that up with them, but I mean, they're still throwing down the look and they can pretty much pull it off.
Well, their sex drive drops off after the change of life. And you know what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When
I hear
they
what
stop,
you're saying.
When they stop having that thing happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Chair.
All right, who do we have on the phones here, Craig?
All right, first up is lovely Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. Hi, Gorda.
Oh, my gosh. How old are you?
Right around 50.
Right at around 50. So you're at the cutoff point of cougardom.
Yes.
That means, by the way, well over 50.
No,
it doesn't. I have led a wonderful life, have four sons. But I wanted to let you know that everything that you're saying, you are forgetting that when women are in their 30s and 40s, they are all of a sudden let go an extra appendage, which is a child. And that child has been with them. And so they are, you know, free to do what, you know, with what they want to do.
Now, what are you saying? You're saying that
all of a sudden the kids are out of the house. She doesn't have to take care of them. They're off at college. And
that's right.
No, but that doesn't explain today's cougar. Today's cougar usually has young kids and a divorce.
Well, some do, some don't.
Some do and some don't. But those kids are always around a woman's neck or right there on their arm. Or I mean, they're handing the phone to the mother sitting on the potty. I mean, you know, they are right there all
the
time.
Don't say potty.
That is true.
Yeah, Linda speaks the truth here.
I'm not kidding.
Maybe that's the way it was in your day in the 1850s.
Well, no, you're right. It was.
You want me to slap you for you, Linda? I'll slap him upside the head if you want me to.
Well, if you want to, you can. But no, I know. I have daughter-in-laws right now, and you are talking the truth. You know, they do have the girls' night out. They are out there. They have their, you know, and they have teenage kids. And they, you know, they are enjoying themselves too. But... you know,
all right, you've lost your...
Yeah.
I know.
You lost your point.
All right, I just want to tell y'all I am a...
Thank you for your time. And, yes, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Love you, Linda.
Don't be so damn rude.
That's another subject I want to get into some other time, is this idea of girls going out on the girls' night out and these married women that'll make out with some guy and... it's somehow not seen as big a deal as if the guy went out and did that.
Mm-hmm.
The double standard of adultery is amazing. All right, who do we have next, Craig?
First, we get an email from David who says it's about the media. He says in the old days, the media message was for women, they want to grow up and be June Cleaver. Today, they all want to be Desperate Housewives.
Right.
So it's the mixed message or the new message in the media.
Major.
All right, next up is Christina.
Christina, hi.
Hi.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I was just listening, and when y'all said cougars were around 30s, I kind of freaked out a little because I'm 29, and I thought that cougars, or that term, was more reserved for like 40 and up.
That's what I always thought.
I think it's 40 and up, too.
I think you get around 35, you're in cougar territory.
Because I still definitely go out like multiple times a week, and I find that now at 29... I'm attracting all of the guys that I wanted when I was like 21, 22.
And what's with that? The younger guy that likes the older woman, I think he sees it because he knows that the older woman is, I think, a little bit easier.
I just thought it was more that they've just established themselves as just not being the type to, I guess, be fickle or play games, or they're just a little bit more mature and they just don't, you know, care.
They're easier.
I personally have gotten a lot more prude in my older age than when I was younger.
Like, what did you do when you were younger that you wouldn't do now?
Sleep around.
Well, and I don't believe that because you just told us that now you're having sex with all these younger men that you couldn't get.
I'm attracting them. I'm not sleeping with them.
Oh, please. We know the truth.
No,
Greg, jeez.
Come on, man.
What are you doing?
You can't assume that just because I get hit on, I'm going to be like, okay, I'm taking you and you and you home.
Yes.
So, during your college years, how many men did you sleep with?
30? 30?
No, about 30 to 40, maybe.
In college?
Dang.
Wow, you were busy. How'd you study?
Just had a Big 12 record?
I studied.
Well, I bet you could easily find your dorm room. It was the one with the line out the door.
It's a big arrow pointing to my door.
Stop it, Craig. All right, now how many have you had since college?
Oh, under 5.
Wow, and you've been out of college since you were 22?
Yes. Well, yeah, 23.
So, wow. Geez.
You settled down.
I mean, you don't care. I mean,
you were just worn out.
For some women, no. I think for some women,
too many guys fell in.
No, I think for some women in their younger age, they need that acceptance and they need to feel, you know, attractive. But I think when you get older, you just don't care. At least for me, I just don't care anymore.
Well, I think you're in the lull between college and your cougardom, which is going to kick in here in half decade or so.
And it sounds like you are looking forward to being a cougar, right?
Well, no, actually, I'm looking very much forward to just being, settled.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Not really. No.
Not really?
Doesn't sound
that
like
means it just hit a rocky spell here?
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. But I'm not, eager to put myself out there and say, hey, guys, I'm available. But, I really think that you can't generalize and say a blanket.
Yeah. So what's the issue with your ex? Why are you guys breaking up?
He wants to be an adolescent still.
What's wrong with that?
What does that mean?
He wants to be in college and party, and he's not, ready to think about more serious aspects of a relationship, which is fine. I mean, everyone has their different moments or different phases in their age where they want to settle down.
Did you ever send him a nude picture of yourself?
No.
What about of your boobs?
No.
What about your lower area?
All right. She said no.
What about your back bottom?
No.
You've never sexted?
Send nudes, no.
What about, have you ever sent anyone a nude photo of yourself?
When I was younger.
Yeah.
Do you still have those?
No. What's your email address? No.
Gordon@GordonKeith.com. Gordon@GordonKeith.com. They will not be posted.
I don't have those pictures anymore.
Did you mess around with a girl in college?
Yes.
God, you were wild in college.
Oh, you were.
I was trying to find myself in college.
Like, what all did you do with her? Everything?
No. Just stupid, typical 18-year-old makeout stuff.
Boob stuff?
I mean, real general. Yeah. Real general.
You didn't go
no,
below the belt?
Never. No. That was just a line that I didn't want to cross. I mean, it was just stupid. I mean, girls are just real stupid when they're young, and they just want the attention. They're like, hey, look at me, I'm kissing a girl. I mean, I think all of that's stupid now.
I think all of it's wonderful now.
It's interesting to know that you had a line that you wouldn't cross in college. 40 guys, nude pictures, making out with a girl, but that was a line.
Yeah.
No group sex.
Okay, there's another one.
What's the wildest thing you ever did?
I can't really even think about it right now. I almost went to, a swingers party, but I never did. I've still never been to one. Not that I want to.
Mm-hmm. What was your name again?
Christina.
Christina. Okay, Christina, you need to send me a clothed picture of yourself just where I need it for our files, okay?
Sure.
You better follow up on it.
Okay.
I'll bend you over my knee so fast.
Oh. Christina.
Gross. I hate it when you talk.
All right, next up
is... I hate it when I talk to women.
Hello?
Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hello, boys.
Hello. How old are you, Angie?
This is former Ticket Chick Angie Boys.
Whoa.
Okay. You're the one that went out with a meat, right?
That is correct.
How did that go?
Not so well, buddy.
He was a virgin entering your date, and he exited the date even more of a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
He wouldn't even look you in the eyes, right?
Wouldn't even kiss me goodnight.
Gosh.
What's wrong with him?
He won't admit he's gay. That's what's wrong with him.
So, Angie, you're married now, right?
I am married with two little kids.
Wow.
And so you got to be in your 30s now. How old are you?
Yeah, 30. I'll be 34 next week.
Okay. Now tell us about this, your sex drive these days. You got young kids, so is your sex drive low?
Pretty much. It's like you got to, you can when they're napping, sleeping, but... doesn't happen very often.
But see, I have a prediction. When Angie's in her 40s, though, I bet she becomes a cougar.
Oh, honey, if I wasn't married now, I would definitely be a cougar.
Ooh, this sounds like you are not completely fulfilled.
Well, you want to be attractive. I mean, after you have kids, you don't feel attractive anymore. So being able to go out and have other guys attracted to you makes you feel good. Makes you feel like you're not old and stuck at home. And
you and your husband are not doing this as often as you used to, perhaps?
Yes, guess. Well, just because of the kids. It's not very feasible these days. When they get older and not waking up in the middle of the night, maybe.
You sound kind of definitely beaten down, Angie.
Yeah, we're worried about you now.
No, it's just kind of, it's a showstopper if you're messing around and then the kids start crying, so.
Well, why don't you let me take you out on a night out on the town? Just leave the kids with that husband and I'll take you out.
Okay, where are we going to go?
I don't know, but we'll get wild.
Oh, Gordon.
You like having your hair pulled?
We're not going to go there, Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon.
Why, we did before.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody.
Back before you were married, I sure remember you.
That was our little secret.
So I guess chalk another one up, the column of someone that really wants to be a cougar.
Yes.
You're looking forward to it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Really?
All right, thank you, Angie.
All right, bye, guys.
All right, let's do one more girl.
Okay, let's do Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
Hey. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Ooh, okay, there you go. Are you still married? Are you still married?
I'm divorced, and I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like we have a cougar on the line.
Yeah, uh-huh. So when you got divorced, did you go crazy?
Actually, no. But I think the whole dressing like you're in your 20s when you're in your 40s and doing all that, I think that goes back to last week's Ladies' Day when you're talking about how ladies feel like they have to be like porn stars, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you don't dress like you're in your 20s and get plastic surgery and have the fake boobs and everything, you're going to get traded in for a younger model. You know, there's that fear nowadays.
That's right. You got to keep up. The world's gotten better for guys, believe me.
Definitely.
Because now we have the choice of younger women, and that's causing the pressure of older women having to keep themselves hot. We're keeping you on your toes.
Right. Where guys don't have to do anything. They don't even have to make more money.
Isn't that great? We are winning.
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 So winning.
Why did you get divorced?
Oh, long story.
Well, go ahead and give us a thumbnail sketch.
He wasn't very nice to me.
He wasn't very nice to you?
Yeah.
Did he cheat on you?
Yeah.
How'd you find out?
He told me.
Well, he just came out and told you? Said, hey, let's have spaghetti tonight and I'm cheating on you.
Well, I suspected and he admitted it.
And who was the girl?
It wasn't like one, it was like one night stands. It wasn't,
with various girls?
Yeah.
Wow.
And did that turn you on or did you hate it?
I hated it.
And did you cheat on him in revenge?
No, I just got rid of him in revenge.
You mean you killed him?
No. No.
And how old are your children?
I don't have children.
Oh, okay.
So I can't really call myself a cougar because you have to have the cubs.
No, I don't think so.
I think you can.
No.
Yeah.
No? All right.
Well, send me a picture and I'll tell you if you're a cougar.
Okay.
Okay? I provide that service free of charge.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, have you ever kissed a girl?
I have.
Wow.
Did you do other stuff too?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I'm not going to go any farther.
Boob like, stuff?
Like all the stuff?
There was all the stuff.
You did all the stuff?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Silence. Not even a drop?
Let me urinate on your face.
No. Oh, my God. Jeez.
What the heck, Norm?
And that's another Ladies' Day. Thank you, ladies, for calling.
Wow, what a shocking ending.
Jeez.
Keep Norm out of Ladies' Day. It's 9:35 on the ticket. Thank you, Gordo, and thank you, ladies. Coming up next, the latest on the Rangers rotation as Evan joins us from Surprise.